Jeff, it's great to meet with you again here at the Agronomics Conference we visited last year, and we talked about the encouragement of young people into the career of farm management and rural appraisal. Let's visit that again. I mean, is there anything since last year that you might say has changed? How are things going? And then we can talk about some of the programs you got.
Well, thank you, Chuck. This has really been an exciting year for ASFMRA. We have a net increase of approximately 86 or 87 members. Now, in that number, that means that somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 or 60 of our former members either passed away or left the business, retired in some way, left the business, and then we had this net 86 or 87 people increase. That means that we have like 140 or 50 new members, many of which are younger people that are just entering our professions.
So, what do you say to somebody who maybe they're at the college level right now, wondering what area they want to go into, but they know they want to work in something agriculture related? When it comes to this, what are the opportunities, the things that might make them most interested?
Reaching those young people that are in that 18 to 22 age range during college is a difficult program for us. That has been a challenge for a long time. The opportunities are absolutely stunning in our professions right now because of the demographics that are going on in our country. The veteran generation has gone away just about completely. We as baby boomers are retiring at a very rapid rate over the next 10 to 15 years. All of us baby boomers will be gone and will be replaced by that Y generation that is currently somewhere in the 18 to 33 or 35 age range. And reaching that group of people is so important for the ASFMRA. And it's a challenge because the way our system is set up, you make those educational decisions in that 18 to 22 range, and it impacts the rest of your life. One of the things that our chapters are doing is that we are sending out representatives to the various agricultural clubs at the universities, and some are speaking to the Ag Econ classes or other classes where our chapters are working with the universities to offer appraisal courses. And there are farm management courses where ASFMRA members are able to reach out and touch those class members. So we are making a real concerted effort to unveil this best kept secret in the agricultural industry that farm management consulting in the ag sector and rural appraisal is a real viable opportunity for young people.
There are several ways, like you said, that you're reaching out and doing this. And one of those, if I understand right, is during the summer you have a Summer Education Week.
Right.
Tell us how that program is going.
The Summer Education Week has really grown the last few years. Originally, Summer Education Week was initiated to reach the members in the Midwest because that's where the core of our membership is. Summer Education Week historically has offered all of the basic courses for farm management, and we also offer basic rural appraisal courses, as well as continuing education for our more advanced members. So we are reaching the young people out there in the Midwest with all of the basic farm management education and the rural appraisal education. To become an AFM, an accredited farm manager, you need 4 years of active experience being a farm manager. It takes about 3 or 4 years to gather your education if you gather the education at the Summer Education Week. And so the timing is set up right. If you get started with those classes as you're entering the profession, by the time you're completed with the courses, you're ready for your accreditation exam and going out as an accredited member. Another thing that we have incorporated into the Summer Education Week is a YPN network, the Young Professionals Network. And that's our current members who are age approximately 35 and younger. We organized this YPN network so that they have a group to which they can belong and be members that is where they can have the opportunity to meet with their peers and develop things that are important to that age group. It has only been in existence for approximately a year or year and a half, but it's already bearing good fruit because we've got a good, strong network of young professionals across the country.
So how does a young professional get involved in the Summer Education Week? Is there a process for that or a time frame they need to be doing something?
At Summer Education, in all of our advertising leading up to Summer Education Week, we advertise when the YPN group will be getting together and what they'll be doing. We've got a leadership group that has been formed in YPN by the YPN members themselves, and so it's growing organically. But that seems to be the best time and the best place to have a YPN meeting. That's because it's centrally located and it's tied in with education courses that they might also be needing as young professionals. At the same Summer Education Week, we kicked off, I think it was 3 years ago, an opportunity for students to come in from all over the country to enjoy a day or day and a half of being with other young professionals and with more experienced professionals in our various disciplines. And the chapters, we have reached out from a national level, we've reached out to the chapters, and they have reached out to the academics who are actually teaching these young people in ag, econ, farm management, ag technology, you name it. And they have made it known to those students that there is this opportunity to go find out about farm management, rural appraisal, ag consulting at this meeting out in the Midwest for a couple of days in the summertime. And a lot of the chapters have been sending 1, 2, 3, 4 people. A couple of the chapters have even sent 5, 6, and 7 people at a time. But what that involves is we sit them down on a Sunday afternoon. We have a series of presenters that talk about what you do as a farm manager, what you do as a rural appraisal, what the opportunities are, what kind of money you can earn, where you will live, all of these fun things about that are so necessary to know about their potential occupation. Then we have some specialized courses for just a couple of hours about how to write resumes and how to do interviews, how to put your best foot forward in an interview, and cover the important things about your strengths. We also have, while that class is going on, we have a round table where one-on-one, each of the students that's there in attendance can meet with an experienced professional. And we spend 3 or 4 minutes with each student, and they get to meet 15 different professionals in a short period of time. So it's really exciting. And it is so exciting to be at Summer Education Week and to be around all of that youthful energy, because you have lots of young people taking the core courses, and then you've got 30 or 40 students that are college students that have typically finished their sophomore year or junior year, and they are really looking forward to finding out about a profession, and they're there, and just the mix of all of those those young people really makes it a fun event.
So for 2014, I think we have an event already scheduled as far as like dates or location, or?
Yes, we do. It's going to be in Des Moines, and I believe the dates are July 13 through 17, if I remember correctly. The Young Professionals Network will have their meeting on the Sunday that week, and the students come in on a Sunday, and then courses are offered during that week.
So we should direct them to asfmra.org to find out more information?
Yes, that would be great. Or in this day of young people that don't really care to pick up the phone, and call the Denver office and talk to Andy Barlow He's our education director. Or talk to Brian Stockman. Anybody at the Denver office can give you more information about the Summer Education Week, just in case you're having a hard time finding it on the asfmra.org.
I guess it depends on where you are and how good that internet access out in a rural area might be.
That's right.
Still are some challenges with that.
Or if you're old like me, you're electronically challenged. But, you know, that's one of the wonderful things about we as experienced business people hiring young people. That is that when they come out of college, their technological skills and their software skills are right up to speed. They're current. They dive right in and know what they're doing with the software that they're working with, rather than having to teach old dogs new tricks about new software.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff, for visiting with me here at this Agronomics Vision 2014. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.